says with a heavy heart that I am addressing the nation today. It is exactly a year that the mortal frame of my beloved brother Qaid-e-Azam parted from me and you all, and the whole nation was left fatherless. Qaid-e-Azam's sad demise was a great catastrophe that had befallen on the nation. But for me personally, it was a severe shock and a death blow. From the age of 8, I was taken under his tender care and protection, and he brought me up and educated me. It would have been very difficult for me to have borne this grief of mine with courage and fortitude, but for the sympathy from the multitudes of people, which was a bulwark of strength to me and helped me to endure my grief and sorrow. On this occasion, I must express my deepest sense of gratitude to all those who expressly and silently extended their sympathies to me. In my recent tour of the Punjab and frontier, I went through the various parts of the country. Whether in the jungle and bustle of the city, or the rugged countryside, on the banks of the rivers and rivulets, whether in the valleys of distant far-off lands, yonder the snow-clad mountains, or in the plains of the downs, the name of Qaid-e-Azam and Pakistan is echoing everywhere. Wherever I met the people, whether it was men, women, or children, I was deeply touched by their expression of deep esteem and warm affection for Qaid-e-Azam. The spontaneous reception and warm regard and affection and appreciation of my humble services touched the very core of my heart, and I felt that even today, when Qaid-e-Azam is no more with me, the people of Pakistan had the same regard and trust and affection for me as in the days of my late brother. This esteem and regard of the people has strengthened me to work with a renewed zeal and to do all I can to further the progress so dear to his heart. Every man, woman, and child knows Qaid-e-Azam and his mission and his achievements. It is not possible for me to allude to them in the geographic details. He changed the destiny and the history of the Muslims of Indo-Pakistan subcontinent. Torn by internal dissensions, swayed by selfish and decayed leadership, playing to the tunes of our opponents, Muslims were being drifted away from their glorious destiny. Qaid-e-Azam came forward, shook them from their deep slumber, organized and galvanized them with new life and enthusiasm, brought them under one flag and one platform under his leadership, and put new life into the people and gave them a goal of Pakistan, something to live and die for. Before the mighty whirlpool of Muslim upsurge, the whole edifice of our position to the ideal of Pakistan collapsed, and within a short period of 7 years, Pakistan came into being. It was due to his courage and firm determination that all the powerful forces combined against him were not able to dissuade him to give up his goal. He showed the world that when once a Muslim is awake and makes up his mind, no power can keep him from attaining his object. Qaid-e-Azam made the Muslims into one nation, gave them a flag, and carved out a country, and taught the Muslims to live as free, independent people. During this period of 7 years, he had to work single-handed and had to attend to so many problems at the same time, which he did at the cost of his health. He had to choose either to take rest and slacken his efforts in the struggle for Pakistan, or to continue the work that increased daily, which meant a question of life and death to the nation. But he chose the latter at the risk of his own life. It was with sheer willpower that he went through the struggle for freedom and faced many difficult problems and removed all obstacles from his path and marched on with full confidence and faith in himself and his people towards the goal successfully and triumphantly. This achievement will go down in the history of the world as a miracle. After the achievements of Pakistan, the events marched in quick succession and threatened to envelop and engulf the very existence of Pakistan, which was achieved after 7 years of hard and untiring labor. Millions of refugees wended their way to Pakistan even before any machinery of the government had been established. Economic fabric of the newborn state was threatened with collapse under a well-laid and carefully executed program controlled from without. The beautiful and smiling land of Kashmir was ravaged. To arrest the adverse effects of these and other events, Shahid Azam threw away the cannons of caution of health to the winds and set up its task of consolidation of Pakistan with greater vigor and longer hours of hard work, and as a statesman foresaw the danger to the state. With single-minded devotion and determination, he refused to brook any delay and succeeded in his task of laying the foundation of Pakistan firmly that it has come to stay. As Qaid Azam says in his last message, foundations of your state have been laid, and it is now for you to build, and build as quickly and as well as you can. So go ahead, and I wish you Godspeed. The question of Kashmir was nearest to Qaid Azam's heart during the last few days of his life. The only news which interested him, whether on the radio or in the papers, was regarding Kashmir. He always felt very unhappy that this problem was delayed. His wish to free Kashmir was not fulfilled during his lifetime. I hope the people of Pakistan will not rest and will make every sacrifice till the last wish of Qaid Azam is fulfilled. Qaid Azam has left a lasting monument in the hearts of the people. My appeal to the Muslims, and especially to the youth, both men and women, is study his principles and teachings of Qaid Azam. Work hard and with singleness of purpose. Organize a band of selfless workers so that they may be able to contribute their share towards building up. Pakistan was achieved after great sacrifice, and it is your duty to see that it shall live forever. The world is watching your activities, and you have to prove that you are capable and worthy of shouldering your responsibilities. Remember, Islam expects every Muslim to do his duty by his people. You should never forget the difficulties and obstacles Qaid Azam had to face in the achievement and in the later on in laying the foundations of Pakistan so that it may live forever.